Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and my co-host tonight is Veronica McMillan. We welcome you to the Issues Concerning Women radio show. If this is your first time tuning in, we thank you so very much. If you are a longtime listener, we definitely thank you because without you, we would not be able to be on the broadcast this long. We first started in 2008. And been on the air ever since. Every now and then we take a little break, but we're always here and ready to serve the community. So tonight we want to spotlight our women in business. So Veronica and I have some great information to share with you. And we just want you to know that we welcome you to our show. I'm the CEO of Issues Concerning Women, and we focus on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. Veronica McMillan is the CEO and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, which helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. Hello, Veronica. How are you this evening?
Hello, Francine. I'm wonderful this evening. Thank you for us being on the show tonight, on air tonight.
Yes. Yes, I'm so excited. I'm always excited when the show is about to come on. I get a little antsy, but, you know, I'm ready and ready to go because, you know, our 30 minutes will be over before we even bet an eye. So, Veronica, tonight I want to talk about the Families event that we both participated in at the venue on 35th Street in Norfolk with our host, with Nathan Richardson. He invited us to come to share the stage with him. And if you haven't met Nathan yet, you need to do so. He's a great orator. He travels all around the country portraying Frederick Douglass, and he does a phenomenal job. He also teaches classes and workshops for poets and writers and all the people in the arts. And so last Saturday, we had the great opportunity to be a part of Oil and Water on Canvas, and it was a great event. And so we just wanted to share some of the highlights with you. And Veronica, I know you had a great presentation on the business butterfly stages. So I want you to tell everybody who you are, what you're doing, and let's jump right in to that segment. Mm.
Wonderful. Well, again, it's good to be on the air again. And I'm Veronica McMillan, the president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network, a network that is its mission is to educate, to empower and equip nonprofits to serve their communities. And as Francine said, we have that awesome opportunity to partner with Nathan for that All in Kansas, the Art of Business, last Saturday. And it was just wonderful because it was a different twist, but it still was business as business, because I think that for those of you all who listen to us and for those of you all who follow us and, you know, in terms of the workshops and seminars and things that we do, business is important to learn the fundamentals. And I think that's what we talked about. I did the stages of the butterfly simply because of the fact that, you know, when you first begin, you're in that little egg state. You know, you got this dream that you got in your head that you want to do, and it requires you nurturing it and going through all of the stuff that you go through. And then I think that the next stage was the chrysalis. I don't have my sheet in front of me, so I'm just kind of ad-libbing here.
The caterpillar. Yes.
And so I think it was the caterpillar, the chrysalis, and the adult butterfly. But all it was just basically the development of a business. And we have fed from last year to this very moment that we've talked the stages that you got to go through and being able to hang in there. through the process of growing your business. And we talked about how it's lonely being an entrepreneur. You feel like that, you know, there are times when you can't do it. You can't keep on pushing. You can't keep on going because you're carrying the very weight of the vision and the mission that you have in your heart for your business. But you just got to hang in there until you fly. And when you become a dull butterfly, you fly. And you just have to then sort of kind of reinvent yourself and expand. And that's sort of kind of the twist that I had in my section that we talked about last Saturday. So that's a little blurb of how it went for me.
Okay, absolutely great. And we're just giving you a quick overview of how the actual event happened. You get more meat and potatoes when you're actually in front of us because you actually get to speak with us and talk to us, and we love interaction from our audience. And I believe that we had an awesome time on Saturday. And my little two cents worth of a Saturday was all about being in business, thinking about how you want to start your new business. Can you run a business? You know, is it possible for you to continue your job and to start your business? Yes, it is. And so the one thing that Nathan said that, of course, and we talk about this all the time, is that sometimes you got to shake things up. You can't wait for everything to be perfect. And we tend to do that. You know, it's like, well, I'm going to wait till I buy my house. I'm going to wait till I have three kids. You know, I'm going to wait till I retire because then I have my pension. I'm going to wait until whatever. And you can put your own spin on that. So whatever you're waiting for, we are here to let you know today. You need to stop waiting. You need to shake things up and sacrifice for what you want. And Nathan also talked about that too. To sacrifice, that means that you have to be able to know what you want, know your passion, and then do something about it. And so he gave a great analogy about that, and we may talk a little bit more about Nathan's piece if we have time, because we're going to have him on the show coming in May. So we definitely don't want to give away too much information, just to give you enough to pique your curiosity about Mr. Richardson, and we definitely want you to come back and follow us in May. And so I talked about your passion. Of course, people always talk about that. You know, what is it that you want to do? How can I do that? And so when you're thinking about starting a business, just like I just quoted from Nathan, you can't wait for everything to be perfect because you're never going to do it. If you truly believe in your idea, then you need to face up to it, go ahead and get started. And the one thing I know when I'm talking to my clients is, you know, I don't have enough money. And Veronica, and that's with any organization, you know, you're not sure if you need, you know, $10,000 or $100,000 to get it started. But the one thing we also know is you can't wait until you get the $10,000 or the $100,000. You have to get started and get your, like Veronica says all the time, you know, get your sea legs and get on out there and wobble a little bit, but make sure that you know this is what you want to do. You're not doing it because somebody told you to do it. You're doing it because you want to do it. And Veronica, I want to go back to the egg stage. And when you talked about getting to know yourself, that was really profound for me. And can you just elaborate on that a little bit?
The getting to know yourself, I think that part of oftentimes what happens is we have this dream, this passion, this vision to do whatever it is that we're going to do, whether it be for-profit or non-profit. We sort of kind of have that, you know, in our heads to do. But you also have to understand, I think I said understand your why. Why are you getting into it, as well as looking at your own self and finding out those idiosyncrasies that you have about your own self. And working through some of that, you know, are you a person that basically, do you have follow through? Do you have character? Are you a person that people can trust, your word? All of those things are important because those things follow you, Francine, in business. Mm-hmm. And we always talk about the fact that we've been doing this 1,000 years or so, but we also know that we still have to be open for learning, because if you're not open for learning, you find that it's so difficult to change when you need to change, because you'll get stuck in doing things like you've been doing it for 5,000 years and everybody else has ran so far past you because you're stuck and you're not willing to change. And anybody that's in a business, whether it be for profit or nonprofit, understand that you're going to be vulnerable at times, especially as things are changing. And you know, for myself, you are the technology person. I am not. I got to go mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I got to do that. You know what I mean? So you got to push yourself through that. You may be a little bit slower than somebody else doing it, but at least get the education. At least get mm-hmm. somebody to sit and talk you through. At least be able to understand a little bit, even if it's one step at a time. But because everybody knows what their weaknesses are. And then mm-hmm. if you don't know what your weaknesses are, your enemy will sure enough tell you, well, look at that. That was so jacked up. That was so crazy. When people start talking like that, I think what we have to do is learn to use that as ammunition. Oh, they said, oh, my website mm-hmm. was jacked up. Maybe I need mm-hmm. to have somebody look at my website. Or, oh, mm-hmm. they don't know what they're doing in this particular area. Maybe that might be the area that you're going to get your strength in, and that's the area that you're mm-hmm. going to get, you know, work on, simply because of the fact that your enemy has given you some clues as to what you need to do. But just knowing yourself is important because of the fact that it is all about the growth and the expansion, and grow slow. If I can't say anything to our audience tonight, other than grow slow, don't be in a rush, because I don't think anybody's in business to start today and end tomorrow. So it's going to be perpetual mm-hmm. growth, steadiness, and moving forward. So that's my, when I say know yourself, that little piece.
Okay, great. And my number 7, which, you know, and when we were at the venue, it was so amazing to sit there knowing, you know, when you get your turn to speak, the presenter before you has already kind of gone over what you were going to talk about. And so I was just sitting there just nodding my head throughout the whole process, because what, like Veronica said, whether you're in for-profit business or non-profit business, they still operate the same way. You just have a different way of how you're going to get your funding and that sort of thing. But when you are ready to learn, that says a lot about you as an individual, just like Veronica was saying, getting to know yourself. The experience of starting a business will teach you more than you ever can imagine about yourself. Mm-hmm. And see, and that's the thing that people, they're like, well, I've been, you know, I know how to do this. Like, say, for instance, a beautician. She's been a kitchen beautician for, you know, all her life. She's been pressing hair, and then she's cornrowed, and now she can process, and now she can do the natural hairstyles. But she does not have a license. She does not have a shop. She does not have a bank account. So mm-hmm. getting into business, well, now her whole, even though she's been doing it, you know, since she was 12, and now she's an adult, now getting into business will have, her whole way of thinking is going to have to change. You have to be ready to learn those lessons, even when you're doing so, and it forces you to face your ego. Because she can do hair now, you know, there's no doubt about
mm-hmm.
it. She's the best
mm-hmm.
hair person, weave. What they say, hair drying, weave blowing out there. You know, she can do some hair, but she's never run a business. And if you haven't ever run a business, it's a whole different ball game. You know, you're in a whole different area. And so you have to confront your ego. And if you don't have the business side, you need to bring somebody alongside of you that
mm-hmm.
can help you to run that business. You know, so that was
mm-hmm.
one of the things which I think really, really helps our new business owners. It's to know your limits.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you
right.
need to learn, and just not be able to just say, well, I'm just going to shoot it from the hip and let the chips fall where they may. Because you see what happens, even though she's the best beautician in the world, if she doesn't have business sense, her business will not survive and thrive. She'll be closed in less than 3 years. And so
mm-hmm.
these are good things to, you know, talk about tonight. So I hope our audience has their pencil and paper ready, you know, and they're writing notes. But you can always come to one of our workshops and find out other information. So, Veronica, I want to talk more about Calliope Stage. What are you doing? And I know you talked about who you are, and we talked about that before. But who is your
mm-hmm.
audience? Who are you serving? Let's talk a little bit
mm-hmm.
about that, because I think that's important
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm. And before I go into that, I want to kind of piggyback on something that you said a moment ago. Today I had lunch with the vice president of BB&T. And one of the
Whoa.
Things that she was saying, to the point that you made, she said that she has had million-dollar clients sit in front of her and say, basically, you know, everything is going good and all of that stuff. And 5 years later, they are filing bankruptcy because they missed their opportunity to grow and to expand and to see what else is on the horizon for me in my business. I think that sometimes, and most of us would say, Lord, just let's get to the $1 million status. And we are there. But she sat with me today. They want to partner with us on some things that we're going to do. But that's what she said. She said that she has had customer after customer that had millions of dollars. 5-6 years later, you can't see them. They're filing bankruptcy. And so it's so important to basically keep yourself wide open, be in the know, be able to be teachable, just like you said. Whatever that your enemy is saying or doing about you, take a good look at that, and maybe that might be some ammunition to use to strengthen that particular area that you're in. So I just wanted to throw that out because that was so timely that you said that. And so who is your audience? You know what I mean? Who is your audience? That's so important, because who is it that you're serving? So that you can kind of tailor it to make sure that you're marketing to that particular group. What does your audience want or need? And how do we as an organization serve that particular audience? Because when you can know that, and it doesn't, again, all of this is growing and learning. We are still expanding our business to today. In terms of the micro nonprofit, we're just 4 years old, so we're still considered an infant, you know what I mean, when it comes to your business. But more and more and more, I'm learning my audience more and more. You know, I'm learning what my niche is and being able to say, let me speak specifically to that audience and cater to what their needs are, because when I can cater to their needs, I'm serving them, and then they don't know somebody else that needs to be served, but now I know specifically what their needs are, because if I don't know what their needs are and they have a need and I don't fit it, they're going to go look to somewhere else. They're gonna like, okay, well, she ain't got it, so let me go over there and look at XYZ organization because maybe they can help me take care of this specific need. And so I think it's very important to know your audience so that you're able to do it. And you're always fine-tuning it because your audience can change. You know what I mean? Your audience can get to a point where they're like, okay, I need they moved, and there's it's just a centimeter of a change. I need to know what that centimeter of a change is. And then the way that I do that is ask them, survey them, look at you know, what we've done in the past. Did what we do last year, was that beneficial to you, or did we miss it? And sometimes you miss it because of the fact that they changed in some way that I did not know. The other thing that I'm now going to be doing, basically get MailChimp, you know what I mean, so that I can capture my emails of everybody. Now, I there is a free service, but I think for the nonprofit side of it, we're going to have to basically pay for what I'm looking for. But again, this is a way in which, you know, I can kind of keep up with the audience. And then when you're sending out an email blast, you're getting all of those people. And then you can kind of get a response. Hey, did that work for y'all? They come, if half of your, if 80% comes back like, nope, that didn't work, you know you might have to make a change.
Absolutely.
You won't know that unless you're able to be able to reach them. So that's what I mean in terms of that.
Okay, great. And what I would like to add to that is you have to, now that you know your audience, you have a product or service that you have to know that's good for that particular market. And just like Veronica was saying, you know, it's a great, you know, business strategy to, now I figured out who I'm going to serve, but is it going to be something that they need? And before you, you know, make a lot of changes to it or say, well, I'm going to stick to this no matter what, you have to know that it's a product that can serve the market that you have already targeted, because you chose the market. They didn't choose you.
Right.
And a lot of times
people
don't even know what your product is. You know, you chose that particular market. You said, I'm going to target these people, this particular group. And now, just like Veronica said, now you have to find a way to reach them. And it's not always going to be the old standard way, you know, like Facebook or everybody telling everybody how great you are, because that may not even be something that people actually do. And it's surprising sometimes when we look at who we are and what we've been doing, and we've been in business with the nonprofit for about 4 years, we're still, like Veronica said, we're still babies, You know, we still,
right.
a lot of people still don't know what's going on over there. You know, they may see this, that, or the other, but they are not quite sure. So you have to be able to hit that market and make that bullseye and keep hitting it right in the middle and tweaking it along the way, just like Veronica said, when people tend to tell you, well, that's not working for me, or that's not what exactly what I was looking for. And so that gives you a great place to start and a great way to check and balance yourself, you know. And if you're, you know, the money's not coming in from the thing that you're doing, you definitely need to be looking at doing something else, you know, tweaking it and
that's
making
right.
it better. So that's good, Veronica. That's good. And the crystal stage, you know, just a little few little tips on that, Veronica, because I'm not trying to get in the whole program. You know, they're going to have to come to a workshop. We just try to get them a few little tips or two teasers.
And so I did. You pulled it out of here. I didn't have my stuff. And so the chrysalis.
That's
the
okay.
stage, what did I say with the chrysalis stage?
Who are you doing it with? Who are you doing,
who
are you partnering with? You know,
right. Which is huge. In any business, whether it be nonprofit or for profit, collaborative relationships are important. Being able to go up. For an example, I met the president of BB&T at one of your events, the Wine, Women, and Wealth event. And this is my second meeting with them. So first one, so at this, at your event that you had, I met her. We sat, you know, across. We set up a time to meet, and she asked, could she bring her boss? I was like, interesting. So we had that meeting, and she brought her boss in, and then, you know, telling about, you know, what we're doing and blah, blah, blah. And so there was another meeting set up, which that meeting was today. And that was to further, you know, looking at this partnership and how the bank could be of an assistance and how we could be of assistance. And then how does it be a win-win for both parties, you know what I mean? Because your collaborative relationships that you have is important, but you should not walk away with less than it was when you entered to the table. You know what I mean? Because I think it's important for people to understand that if you're going to have collaborative relationships, it should be where basically both of you all are winning, you know what I mean? Rather than one person come away with, because some people just want your audience. They don't want you. So they got to get in good with you so that they can get into your audience. And then once they got their audience captured, they throw you to the side. And that's not a win-win for me. If BB&T wants to partner with us, then BB&T has to realize that we have something that we're bringing to the table and they have something that they're bringing to the table, and that if this collaborative partnership is going to work, it's going to work because both of us understand that we have value that we're bringing to the table. And so these collaborative partnerships are important, but you come to the table already knowing that you bring value to something, and that's important to understand what you bring to the table so that nobody's coming away from. And it took me a while to learn this, Francine, because this is where I was up adjusting my fees and coming away with, well, you know, hopefully they'll come on board. Nope.
Right.
Whether you come on board or not, understand that I have value and I bring value to the table, because if I didn't bring the value to the table, what's this meeting for? You already see that there's something there. So you have to, you got to understand that these relationships, who you're dealing with, is going to be important. And when you realize that this relationship or this person, this organization, really does not have your best interest in heart, then you can walk away with grace and just saying, you know what, right now this is not where we are. This is not how, you know. You know, it's not going in the direction that I thought it was going in. You had another vision and mission. I had something else, because the people that come to the table to sit with me, they got to understand there's a package deal, that I have a team of people that we're coming together. So it's not, it is all of us and not one of us. You know what I mean? And so
Absolutely.
It's important for that. I know I've got long winded on that, but
it's good.
It's that, so that people come to the table, because some people throw their team under the bus. Some people throw people under the bus that had been there for them. And now you see that maybe this could go somewhere, because it could turn the dime on. You know, you could go straight, and then you think, man, this is great. and then it goes mm-hmm. crazy. So it's important to really, really, really know the people who you're going to be working with and know your own, know what you bring to the table and that you have value in what you have. And it doesn't matter whether or not, you know, it's still a little baby value versus, you know, mm-hmm. it's a grown-up value. Know what your value is. And so that's important to, when you're working with the people that are around you. So that's my two cents worth of anything.
Great, great, great. And all she just said was, know your players. You know, know the game. Because if you don't know the game, if you're in the game and you don't know your players, you know, just like if you play a card game and you've been practicing with these particular group of people, you know, and you know when you sit down to play the game against somebody else, if you don't know your players, you're gonna be messed up if they start pulling stuff and doing things that you had no idea mm-hmm. that they were gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
So every time
mm-hmm.
that you're ready to team up with somebody, and you have to know what makes for a good agreement for you. And that's
mm-hmm.
all so important, and especially in the negotiation process, because Veronica,
mm-hmm.
she really touched on that a little bit about the win-win. It can't be one-sided where they are winning
mm-hmm.
and you're getting used and you feel like, you know, at the end,
mm-hmm.
you just walk away with nothing with your head hung down.
Right.
You know, we've done that already. You could
mm-hmm.
be ready to launch your business tomorrow, and they say we're going to do this, and then tomorrow morning you get the call and say, well, we changed our mind, but we still want
mm-hmm.
you to come, you know, next Monday to do A, B, and C. And you
mm-hmm.
have to be strong enough to say, no, thank you.
That's
and
right.
I'll tell a little story of mine. I had, you know, somebody called about me doing some work for them, because I do some freelancing still for businesses and attorneys and that sort of thing. And they were offering me a certain amount of money. But I already know what the rate is in this area. You know, now if I was somewhere
mm-hmm.
else, I may not know, but I know what the rate is. And I was like, no, I need
mm-hmm.
this. You know, well,
mm-hmm.
we'll get back to you. And even
mm-hmm.
though I need a new client for this month, I was
mm-hmm.
willing to take that chance because
that's right.
now I believe in me, which it took, like I said, it takes a long time to get to this point. Some people may not as long
mm-hmm.
as it took me, you know, but you
mm-hmm.
get to the point where you don't have to take the nickels and dimes.
That's
you
right.
know. When they get to the big
mm-hmm.
dollar amounts and come out their mouth, because they already, why would you call me if you didn't think I could do the job that you wanted me to
That's
do
right.
first?
That's right.
And
it.
Why
That's
would
exactly
you
right.
pay me less than market value because
mm-hmm.
you think I will say yes, because you think I really
mm-hmm.
need to come and work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
As much as I needed that new contract, because I haven't had one this month, I was willing
mm-hmm.
to let it go and to say no.
Exactly.
And so I held my
yep.
ground. I did not speak. I didn't say anything, and then what happened? I called Veronica. I was like, "Hey, girl," you know, because we have to do that, and we have to know our own value, and know
mm-hmm.
the agreement that we need to make for this particular time and season. And there's nothing wrong with negotiating for a salary or for
mm-hmm.
A business plan. It's nothing wrong with that. But don't you get the short end of the stick because you need
right.
the money? That's when we sell ourselves short. And once we do
mm-hmm.
that, they'll expect you to do that for every project, and that's
every
not, you're not winning.
Yep.
You're not winning.
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, Veronica, we have about 3 minutes to go, so we're going to leave
wow.
them hanging with the rest of the program because they need to come to one of our workshops. So give
yep.
your information and how they can get in touch with you and any last words you want to say to our audience.
Wonderful,
tonight.
Wonderful. Well, I want to say that on this Saturday we're doing the Strategy Cafe at the office, 5602B. Suite 101 in Virginia Beach, Virginia, 11:30 to 1 p.m. is our Strategy Cafe. To come on out, it's free, and you can get great information on nonprofit management. You can reach me by emailing me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can give me a call at 757-572-0974.
Wonderful. And if you would like to talk to me after this show, my telephone number is 757-567-6734, and you can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com or go to the website, just like it sounds, issuesconcerningwomen.org. And so we are just so excited about the things that we're seeing that are happening for not just for us, but for other people that are in business. And we want to encourage you, if you want to start that business and you need help, please reach out to us. You know, we thank you again for listening to our show every week. It's just been a blessing. And we are just so excited to be back on the air again. And so we are just going to look forward to bigger and better things. And
yes.
If you want to start a business, yes, you can. If you want to start a nonprofit, yes, you can. So just reach out to us. So, Veronica, you have a wonderful evening. Thank you, my sister.
You do the same, my sister.
All right.
Take care.
Take care
Alrighty.
Now.
Good night now.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host, Veronica McMillan. Please join us next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss it. God bless you all. Good night. Bye-bye.